This afternoon, Hillsborough County Commissioners, members of the Tampa City Council, and the Greater Tampa Chamber of Commerce held their joint quarterly meeting to share ideas about issues such as transportation and the economy. Hillsborough County Administrator Pat Bean warned the group that she received depressing news about property values Tuesday morning when she met with staff of the county's property appraiser.
The estimate was that the valuations are possibly going to be down as much as 10 to 13%, which is a significant drop in the valuation level. And that's both commercial and residential.
Bean says the decrease in valuations will affect the 2010-2011 budget that is currently being prepared.
Oh, it definitely will affect that budget, because if revenues, as values go down on property, taxes go down, and so therefore there will be less revenue coming in to fund the various programs that we operate. We're going to have to seriously look at, you know, everything that we do, try to find the most efficient way to do those services, and maybe through efficiencies we can handle some of it. But I suspect that there will be a requirement this time for us to look at stopping some of the services that we currently provide.
Bean says the county's indigent health care program may be one place where services need to be cut.
We are using up our reserves today in a way that we've never done for that program, because with so many people unemployed, not having a job, not having any benefits, no health care, they're turning to this program, and it is really making a huge impact on our health care plan budget and our reserves.
The group of business advocates and government officials also discussed what projects might benefit from the federal economic stimulus bill that passed in the Senate on Tuesday. That list could include the proposed highway connection between the Port of Tampa and I-4. Hillsborough County Commissioner Jim Norman complained that Florida is getting kicked in the teeth for not getting its fair share from the feds.
If you look at what that stimulus package is, somebody better be saying, why is Florida getting whacked like we are? What, it's 6% or something, even the transportation money in the nation that we're getting? Somebody ought to start calling foul, because if there is a stimulus package and we're getting like 6% of the deal, somebody better wake up and start screaming bloody murder to our congresspeople, our governor.
Norman's colleague on the county commission, Mark Sharp, pointed out that one reason why communities outside the state receive funds is because, unlike Florida, they have committed local funding sources to big projects. If Hillsborough County continues to invest only about $17 per person on mass transit, Sharp says, it will not be able to compete for federal funds with other communities that invest over $100 per person.
The problem is you've got other states with big-ticket items, big-ticket projects. We need to have the projects. And I got a call earlier today. Someone asked me, you know, about the high-speed rail initiative. What's going on with the high-speed rail? I had no idea. I know there's a high-speed rail authority still sitting out there somewhere. But the ability for the state of Florida to talk about connecting our major urban centers and then the regional connections, once you get off those, once you get off with your Atlanta, Jacksonville, Miami, Tampa, to be able to connect those centers with a high-speed rail, I think that's what, when you look at what the federal government's talking about, spending big ticket dollars, it'll be something like that.
Tampa City Council member John Dingfelder and Thomas Scott said that the business community, including the Chamber of Commerce, need to play a role in rallying support from voters to raise funds for transportation projects. If the county commission places a referendum on next year's ballot for voters to decide whether to increase sales tax in order to pay for Hillsborough's segment of the regional transportation solution, then the chamber must actively support it, they argued. Henry Gonzalez, executive vice president with the Bank of Tampa and the 2009 chair of the Chamber of Commerce, says they're at the educational phase right now.
What we're trying to do is educate our members on whichever plan prevails, and there are several plans out there at this point. But should a plan present itself to the chamber that is regional in scope, meaning possibly one county goes before the other seven counties in TBARTA, but that county system that is built ties into adjoining counties, should a system like that be built, I think the sense I get is the chamber would be supportive of something like that. Now, that is not the chamber has not voted on that, nor has a committee even decided that, because we got a long way to go in the education process of both the community and the chamber board. But I think there is a sense out there that it is a need in our community at this point.